You're listening to David Bevan for ABC's Giveathon Day, celebrating 100 years of radio in Adelaide on 891 ABC Radio Adelaide.
Now, before we talk to John Keneally about his memories of radio in this state, Bobby McCumber, where are you?
Hello, David. I'm at the Adelaide City Library, where 100 Radios for 100 Years exhibition is on at the moment. It's curated by the Adelaide City Library from the 8th of November to the 24th of Jan. Now, it features a lot. We've got vintage radio advertisements, vintage radios, 14 reel-to-reel recorders. I've got Keith Ellison, Vice President of the South Australian Group of the Historical Radio Society of Australia. Keith, what is a 14 reel-to-reel recorder to start with?
That's the Jack Ferry collection of reel-to-reel recorders made in the 50s in a garage factory in Clapham.
Now, we've got 100 radios that are physically here. I believe they all belong to you, but that's only a portion of the radios that you own.
Yeah, about 400 radios, I think, and about 300 magnetic recorders. But there's 100 radios here, 101 actually, so if the kids want to try and find the 101st. But they range across the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, because anything earlier than that was too big and anything later than that was too small.
I will ask you, you own over 700, if I believe that's right. What are your top two favourite radios?
There's one here in the collection that was made in the Harris Garth's radio workshop here, which is probably where we are just about, and was my mother's radio before she was married. And there's lots of others here, though, that are fascinating. Quite a few made in Adelaide here in Bland Radio in Coromandel Place or Standard Radio around the other side of behind Scott's Church, all in the 30s, 40s.
Now, I'm also joined by Ian Smythe, who's the secretary of the HRSASA. We're just in this one room here, Studio 2, and I'm looking at a photo now of one of the first female announcers in the 20s, Roberta Russell. There are a lot of other photos around, which you are... You're behind. Can you tell us about some of them?
Well, I'm glad you brought up Roberta Russell being an early radio announcer. Even earlier than that, when 5DN started, the lady who was the wife of Mr. Jack Holm, who was the owner of 5DN, she was their first announcer, and she used to play the piano and sing from their living room, and the transmitter was on the roof of their house in Parkside.
Oh, there you
so
go.
It's even earlier. But on the wall, the photographs here, these have been fantastic. They've been blown up by the library staff here into wall panels. This one over here is ladies working at the Phillips factory down at Hendon. Now, the Hendon factory was created towards the end of World War II when Hiroshima was bombed and Darwin were bombed, and people realised we couldn't have all of our electronic assets in one city. So AWA went to Melbourne, Phillips came to Adelaide, and the Hendon factory was built. And at its peak, it employed over 4,000 South Australian women, most of whom were migrants straight after the war. So it's going to... This exhibition has a huge cultural impact, not just the physical radios themselves, but the impact they had on the South Australian community and its in economy as well.
It's quite visually impressive looking around at not only the photos but also the radios out there. Now, a lot of these radios, I did ask if they're still usable now. Some have been restored. Yep, tell me about that.
So Keith's got about 90 radios. 10 of them are mine, and the oldest one is a 1929 Phillips radio that has a big seven-sided speaker sitting on top of it, sold in 1929, made by Phillips in Holland, but it's got Bluetooth. So that radio, it's 100 years old now, it'll live for another 100 years because I can stream to it. And ABC Jazz FM sounds fantastic through that big old speaker.
So there's plenty to see here, David, at the Adelaide City Library. As I mentioned, it's going from the 8th of November to the 24th of January, 100 radios for 100 years exhibition. It's quite the sight here, David.
Thank you so much, Bobby. And I'm sure Bobby will be taking some photos and it'll end up on our social media pages as well. It's Bobby McCumber, roving reporter, talking to Keith Ellison, Vice President, and Ian Smith, Secretary of the SA Group of the Historical Radio Society of Australia. Now,